some verses you are omitting because no purport, but I will read it to you, please. 22 verse. The translation goes like this. Then Birbhadra, the giant-like personality, sat on the chest of Daksha, tried to separate his head from his body. With sharp weapons, but was unsuccessful. He tried to cut the head of Daksha with hinges as well as weapons, but still it was hard to cut even the surface of the skin of Daksha's head. Thus Birbhadra was exceedingly bewildered. Today's verse, 24th. Then Birbhadra saw the wooden device in the sacrificial arena by which the animals were to have been killed. He took the opportunity of this facility to behead Daksha, Papot. Please repeat after me. Then Birbhadra saw the wooden device in the sacrificial arena by which the animals were to be, by which the animals were to have been killed. He took the opportunity of this facility to behead Daksha. In this connection, it is to be noted that the device used for killing animals in the sacrifice was not designed to facilitate eating their flesh. The killing was specifically intended to give a new life to the sacrificed animal by the power of Vedic mantra. The animals were sacrificed to test the strength of the Vedic mantra. Yajnas were performed as a test of the mantra. Even in the modern age, tests are executed on animal bodies in the physiology laboratory. Similarly, whether or not the brahmanas were uttering the Vedic hymns correctly was tested by the sacrifice in the arena. On the whole, the animals thus sacrificed were not at all losers. Some old animals could be sacrificed, but in exchange for their old bodies, they received other new bodies. That was the test of Vedic mantras. Birbhadra, instead of sacrificing animals with the wooden device, immediately beheaded Daksha to the astonishment of everyone. So, you can see this is long ago happened. I don't know, it is mentioned how long ago. But they test everything. Test the mantra, test the Brahmin, Vedic mantra, all these things. And this is Kali Yuga. Everything is there in Vedic literature. Some of the things are forbidden, some are allowed. This is Kali Yuga. The only sacrifice is Sankirtan, Jagra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody is born as a Kalu Shudra Sambhava, like born Shudra. Unless there is the Varnasram Dharma, which is an ideal society, propounded, taught by Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna, there will be chaos. So that is a Varnasram Dharma, so society compared as like a human body. Body has got head, hand, or arms, belly, and feet. The society also requires like that. Brahmin, which are like head, Kshatriya, which are like arms, give protection. Brahmin give advice. And thus, Kshatriyas run the society. Vaishyas, they provide food, they grow grains, and raise cattle. Maybe depending on time, circumstance, place, a little change has taken place. And Shudra, who has an intelligence, see the world for the others under the guidance. Most of the people are in this quality, like the Shudra mentality. So, it is necessary to institute Varnastam Dharma. So ISKCON, under the guidance of Prabhupada, is trying to do. In other words, we have to, each of us have to become ideal, a good, pure devotee. And whatever, wherever you may be placed, Vyastha, Manaprastha, Sannyas, should try to become perfect. Otherwise, how can I teach others? You have to set an example. Then you can teach. People say, yes, there is a good Brahmin. So you know, what is the Brahmin's quality? What is the Sannyas's quality? What is the manager's, temple president's, Vyastha idea? Then people will listen to us, and we can bring them to Krishna consciousness. And everything can be checked in terms of what sadhu says, checking symptoms of sadhu. Shastra, what scripture says, and this way you can become Shastra Chakshus, and what Sadguru says. Everything can be checked. And teachings are there. So if you are a wielder, check other two. He said, out of thousands of Brahmins, Sahasrabhu, one could be a Jagjit Brahmin who can do perfectly jagga by chanting perfectly mantra. In this college, it is very difficult to perfectly chant mantra. Then you can know whether this is happening. There is a mantra you can chant and do just with wood to do sacrifice, to set fire, just, you know, by the aruni, one type of wood, and you simply by rubbing and chanting mantra, you can set fire in the sacrificial arena. So one becomes a Jagjit Brahmin. Out of thousands of Jagjit Brahmin, one can become Vaidantic, you know, the essence of Veda. Out of thousands of Vaidantic, one can be Narayan Bhakta Vaishnava. Out of thousands of Narayan Bhakta, hardly one can become Krishna Bhakta. It's not so easy. But still, Prabhupada tried to make, and his followers tried to make that. So we should find out the symptom and check out how much we have become like that. Accordingly, we can, our preaching will be effective in the society at large throughout the world. Everything is given in Bhagavad's books. Bhagavad said, you should read my book, everybody. If you really love me, if you want to please me, first thing you do, read my books regularly. Otherwise, how you know, what I want you to be, you can check it, whether you are becoming like that. Then you can make others like that. Otherwise, you could be a good salesman. You could be this, you could be that. Bhagavad said, I have got complaints. You don't cooperate? Well, you are not. Most of you are not, reasonably, are not enough afraid of material existence. Don't read my books. You say that. In most of his letters, different instructions are there. Very worth reading for any devotee. Every devotee face problem in devotional life, in other field also, to maintain brahmacharya life, to regain good grihastha, peaceful grihastha life, even to maintain his sannyas order, purity, or other position, temple president, temple commander, GBC. You read those letters, so many types of problems, how Prabhupada is handling and suggest him solve this way. This is the answer. As I say, you should read with purport very carefully, line by line, sentence by sentence. And this way, you'll have guidance. And practicing this way, we'll achieve perfection one day, gradually. Today, I heard there is a Ram Vijay Utsav. As far as I know, it means Vijaya Dashami, called. After Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan, his followers celebrated the day. Somewhere it's called Dasara in India. In Bengali called Vijaya Dashami. Vijaya. Vijaya means victory. Lord Ramchandra. He says Krishna, the Lord, Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is the Lord? Yatra Partha Dhanta. Where is great devotees are there? Definitely there will be victory. Conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. So we should be always try to become a good devotee and always associate with devotee. That is why the temple is made. Sometimes a Grihastha are asked to live outside, but regularly come. We find often some are stay separate, long distance, hardly can come. Usually can't maintain. So to read something from Lord Ramchandra. And to read also something with Ramanujacharya's either appearance. So if you have time, so I'm cutting down everything. I don't know, in the evening will be able to talk to you in case anything happens in program. So both I'll try to cover. Read something about Lord Ramchandra from Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody knows. The Prabhupada says, essence of our everything our life is whole movement is in one prayer. What is that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Lord has got many names. And among the most important to us is Krishna. And you want the next important is Lord Rama. So Mahamantra is full of this. Ram, Krishna and Radha and Islam, Hare. Hara. So calling her, Radha, say, Hara. In vocative, Hare. Because she is the compassion, mercy personified of Krishna. So easily you can get the approach Krishna through her. A great devotee, meditate on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. First Radha. As you sometimes say, even say instead of Krishna, you say, see Krishna, even there, Radha is there in the form of Sri means opulence. Radha means all the opulence. Sometimes Radha means called Gandharvika. So Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur give the name Gandharvika Girdhari. Sometimes tears roll down in ecstasy from his eyes. And he called this word Gandharvika. So Radha knows the all arts. He's most expert artist in cooking, in singing, in playing harmonium. In playing instruments, Radha means nobody can excel her. So she is called, we know Gandharva, Kinnara, they are most expert in singing, dancing, playing instruments. Radha is first class, nobody can excel her. Some devotee, Prabhupada appreciates, a good cook. So Prabhupada said, but nobody can excel Radha. So one should always pray to Radha. So that he can advance, make advancement in Krishna consciousness. If somebody is not strictly following in Dham, doing nonsense, Radha kicks her out, kicks him or her out from Vrindavan. She is very strict also. Otherwise, she is very soft hearted. Very good. And so all are the expansion, Parvati, or anything, Yogamaya, whatever, Vrinda, Siddhadini, Rukmini, Shodhi, it's all expansion of Radharani. Yes, Krishna has got many expansion, Radharani has got also many expansion. Right. And this way, there is variety there. Krishna's expansion, Radharani's expansion. Shakti, Krishna's Shakti. She is Adda Shakti, she is original Krishna. Krishna's power, energy. She always keeps Krishna under his control. Acha. So, Lord Ramchandra, Prabhupada said, we shouldn't much discard Ramchandra and Krishna like that. The Ram is inferior. No. Then commit offense. Of course, don't get into all this thing. But remember, we are follower of Krishna, which is the highest goal. And anybody, Ram follower, we should also treat them just like any other Vaishnava, as good as Krishna devotees. from Yudhiraj. Tenth chapter describes how Lord Ramchandra appeared in dynasty of Maharaj, you can say, Khattanga. It also describes the Lord's activities, telling how he killed Ravan and returned to Ayodhya, the capital of his kingdom. Ramchandra come from which dynasty, you can say? Say, from Sun dynasty and Moon dynasty. Which dynasty? We should know all this. Sun dynasty. Yes. And Krishna? No? Moon. When Krishna appeared, though it was not full moon day, the moon was so jubilant. Some common people will tell that, he won't believe, this cock and bull story. Krishna can do anything and everything. If you don't accept Krishna's inconceivable power, you can never know Krishna. You have to accept. How can Krishna show within the mouth of his mother everything inside? Even inside his mother and he himself. How could it be possible? Krishna can do anything and everything. Also Lord Ramchandra. How could he build a bridge writing the name of Lord Ram and throwing it, all the stone, and they are floating in the ocean and make a huge bridge. Maybe 800 yojana, 64,000 miles. It's not Ceylon, because it is underwater now, Prabhu said. They're still there, and still Vibhishan comes to see Lord Jagannath. They say, India, Sadhu say, still Vibhishan is coming. Vibhishan was made the king after this victory. Lord Ramchandra, as his assistant, his brother Vibhishan was put on throne of Sri Lanka. And Vibhishan still come to see Lord Jagannath. And Hanuman is still guarding Jagannath Puri so that she doesn't come and cover the whole, overflood the Jagannath Puri, is by the sea, on the sea. And Sridangam, very old deity, Narayan, Lakshmi Devi, sitting in, Narayan is lying on Ananta. Still, they say the division comes to see. And Lord Chaitanya's time is fine in Chaitanya Mangal, when Brahmin saw the division is coming to see Jagannath and see Lord Chaitanya. Nice story. You can see it. You can read Chaitanya Mangal. Yeah, that story. He came in disguise out of the ocean. Huge body. The son of Maharaj Khattanga was Diggabahu. His son was Raghu. That's why since Raghu came in that dynasty, Lord Ramchandra is called Raghunath. Lord in the dynasty of Raghu came. Raghunath. The son of Raghu was Aja. The son of Aja was Dasaratha. Dasaratha is expert. Simply by chanting some mantra, they shoot an arrow. Where from the sound is coming, that appears like some maybe deer is drinking water. You want to shoot the deer. But actually, it happened to be not deer. It happened to be the son, a young one, only one son of a couple, sage and his wife. Both of them are blind. Only the son was their life and soul because he takes care of the parents. And a short arrow. So they cast Dasaratha. Since we are dying almost out of affection for our son, we are going to lose. So you kill my son, you also want to die in separation, feeling separation from your son. But it was actually a blessing. The Lord Dasaratha didn't have any son. This thing happened sometimes. And Dasaratha got the son. But he died also. And Ramchandra, he loved Ramchandra so much. Ramchandra left to keep the vow of his father, promise he gave to her queen, one of the queen. Kaushalya Kaikeyi, Kaikeyi, Bharata and Shatrughna's mother. There's a wonderful story, Ramayana. You know, in India people still are mad after this Ramayana. Whole any Indian Hindu, even Muslim, they know Ramayana Mahabharata. So many stories there, great devotee. Guhak, Chandal Hanuman, Jambavan, so many others. The son of Dasarath was Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord descended into the world in his full quadruple expansion. The quadruple expansion then in the spiritual world? Like that. So, Manjuddha Pradyumna Vasudeva. As Lord Ramchandra, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, great sages like Valmiki, who had actually knowledge of the Absolute Truth, describe his transcendental pastimes. Srila Sukadeva Goswami describes these pastimes in brief. Lord Ramchandra went with Vishwamitra and killed Rakshasas like Maricha. In this connection, Prabhupada said, Vishwamitra came. Vishwamitra and there is Vasishtha. These two sages used to have fight, long fight. Once Vishwamitra was a king, actually. And he saw, came to be a guest of a king, the soldier, in Vasishtha's ashram. Vasishtha is one of the greatest sages known. And also the guru of Lord Ramchandra's family, Kula Guru, give advice. And then Vishwamitra was surprised how this sage is feeding so many souls, so many soldiers. He's a Brahmin, supposed to be very poor. How does he get so much food? And giving shelter of all my soldiers. They found out he has got a cow. Whatever you want, cow can keep. As much food as you want. He became greedy. As usual, if somebody is opulent, how much he gets, he is never satisfied. He wants more and more. So Jayadana Mahaprabhu said, don't be after this thing, wealth, when you are a devotee. But for the sake of Krishna, it's okay, man. The moment you want to enjoy, at once you are in trouble. At once you are in trouble. Trouble starts. So he thought, he requested, said, what do you do with this? Maybe I have got so much problem. I am a king, so many problems have to solve, you know. I have got so much requirement. I think this, I can use this cow. Well, it's very nice, palatable dish. Said, don't want to be separated with the cow. So there is the some feeling of enmity. Vasishtha tolerated, ultimately. The Vishwamitra found, though he is a king, he thought, I am very powerful. He can't get around with this sage. Sage is very powerful. Live in this cow. That cow can bring soldiers and fight them back. Are you? Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful story about that. You can read. I am going to detail. The time is short. You can read that. And this Vasishtha and Vishwamitra had to fight for a long time. Many days. In the scripture is there. Then Vasishtha, better. What he is? Why did he get so much strength? He came to know he is Brahmaka. Oh, I also want to become Brahmaka. He's trying. From other demigods, nobody can give, he said. Vasishtha can give. A real Brahman means one is Brahmaka. One who knows Brahman, he is called Brahmin. That is saying. The top Brahmin means he knows Brahman. Though, so that is why a person is a very good Brahmin, he should take sannyas. Otherwise, it's difficult for him to maintain sannyasana. Simply you can give lecture first class, it's not enough. You should know, I am not this body. Who was the others can't maintain sannyas. He will, too much bodily comfort when a fish. It will be provided. In society means, everywhere, you will see a guru or a sannyasi, sannyasi means almost like a guru, he should be given all the best things. But on his part, he shouldn't enjoy that. He should give up and just be happy with the minimum thing. That is Brahman. That is sannyasi. If he does not, he take advantage, misuse that. He may not be able to maintain his purity standard. He runs the risk, which happens sometimes. We take it for granted, everything. This happens to sadhus. Many come for spiritual perfection. They slip out. Many slip out. Very few ultimately end the goal. That is the test. It's like a sieving, rejected, sieving, rejected, sieving, ultimately. 1-2 PhD. But later, the matter. So, when Vishwamitra came, Vishwamitra thought, there are so many rakshasa, disturbing the sages. Sages trying to do sacrifice, and they spoil everything. Whole sacrifice arena, passing through, during, all nonsense things. He thought that they used to be killed, they had to be eliminated. He'd understand that Lord Ramchandra, he can do. Though with his power, he can do to some extent. Better, the Lord comes to kill, this is his business. Right. But Dasharath is attached to his son and his wife, prince, brother. Everybody likes his son, attached. He's like the expansion, everybody is nicer. Besides that, he is a perfect person. Ramchandra is so beautiful, very attractive. When came Vishwamitra, anybody's house, Vishwamitra goes, or Durvasa Muni goes, in scripture it says that the whole scare starts shaking. You don't know any moment he can, slightly mistake you do, he curse you like a finish. Or he get little peace and give him blessing. He can want anything he can ask for, you have to give at once. May not you like to. Somebody don't like to say battle. He's coming. There is proper etiquette. Oh, great sage came. Usually we see each other. Haribol, how are you? You are okay? Yes, I'm fine. How are you? So this is also etiquette, how to welcome somebody. So there is Vishwamitra is coming. Mahantasudhari. Vishwamitra said, Gendi? Oh, he said, Oi, Yustang Yaktat, Punajjanma Ijiva. Vishwamitra is welcome this way by treating him nicely. He has come. Dasarath is saying, this guy is powerful also, Dasarath. So, Vishwamitra Muni, how far you have make your progress, advancement in conquering birth and death? A sadhu means, very first and foremost thing is, how much you have become free from bodily concept and marching towards conquering birth and death. He asked like that. This is the way he said it. That's how you say, how are you? So, you have to know how to. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes somebody to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya doesn't like somebody to say, how are you? The sadhu's business, how are you? What is the use of this body? How are you? Means, how is the body? I'm not this body. I'm spirit, so. So ask about spiritual life, not body. I saw Prabhupada. Somebody asked, Maharaj, how are you? Prabhupada won't tell that. I said, so hard, what is this? He doesn't give him pardon. He says, the sadhu means. How is Krishna conscious? How are you chanting? All these things, that's good. So, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all don't give him pardon, relating to the body. All of that. How is your devotional service? That's good. It's a spiritual life, ask about. After breaking the stout and strong bow known as Haradhanu, the bow of Lord Shiva, Hara, the Lord married Mother Sita. Nobody could do it. When he broke it, it such makes such a sound. Everybody fell down, hearing the sound in the palace. So many other kings came. They can he hardly want to lift it. He hardly lift it so heavy. Nobody could lift it. So heavy. And Lord Ramchandra just picked it up. And when he's going to put the hay, string it, you know, and broke. So powerful. Thus he won Mother Sita. Cut down the prestige of Parshuram. Parashurama came, who is this? Huh? He is also another Ram. Parashu having axe. Somebody killed. Maybe one king, Kartavarja Arjun, something, find out scripture. He got so angry to revenge He killed all the Kshatriya, not only the king. And they become too puffed up. Some of them ran away. Those are the ones and settled in Egypt and some maybe are further in Europe. Prabhupada said. And settled there. Parshuram said, who is using this bow? Except me, nobody can do that. The king. Lord Ramchandra is so violent. Lord Ramchandra took it. All right, you do this. He brought another. This is Vishnu's, some say. Go, let me see what you can do. Lord Ramchandra said nothing. He just took it and fixed the arrow, then said, tell me where I will shoot. I have to shoot. He said, who is this man? He would understand this is no other than Supreme Personality of Godhead. I don't think he said this. But he said, so then Lord said, I have to shoot somewhere. Tell me, where do I shoot? Because I am infallible. What I will shoot, definitely will hit the target. I forgot what he asked, where he asked to shoot. You can see it in Ramayana, all these things, very wonderful stories of so many. Lord Ram, so many great devotees of Lord Ramchandra, Gurukh Chandal, Bharat, Lakshman, Jatayu, Jambavan, Hanumanji, even little squirrel, Sharbari, Achyuta Garal, used to be in a forest and serve the sadhus without their knowledge at night when they go to sleep. And sadhu came to know, call her, who does all these things. Is hitting his thigh. That means hit the thigh of the Duryodhana. But Bhima doesn't know. According to the fighting etiquette, rule of club fighting, one shouldn't hit here, somewhere, lower part of his body. From west downward, shouldn't hit. At least up to from here to there. And that is what Krishna says, cover yourself. Lower part, one should cover. Really, full, to his mother. Duryodhana. Duryodhana thought, where is beating? Duryodhana is laughing. He said, you cannot do anything, Bhima. But Bhima doesn't know that this part, if he hits, then he'll finish. He can break. But according to the rule, he cannot hit here. So naturally, he's not hitting. But Krishna is saying, he said, sometimes to encourage also one does like that when he's fighting. But Bhima could understand why Krishna is again and again doing. Must be indicating, hit here. So then the Bhima start hitting there at one. Duryodhana finish. He sat down. The Duryodhana, no, he won't hit here. According to law, rule of club fighting, you can't hit somebody here on the thigh. And broke his hand, he can't get up and hit him like anything. Right. Wonderful, many stories like you can read. Anyway, I finish it here. To obey the order of his father, he entered the forest accompanied by Lakshman. In other words, one should always take the side of Krishna. Though Krishna says, I don't fight. Both of you are my relatives. But Krishna, Arjuna was very humble. He sat down near the feet of Krishna. Krishna pretended to be sleeping. And both of them came. Duryodhana came. And the king, he sat near Krishna's head. Krishna said, open his eyes, I will bow. Whomever I see first, I will listen to his request. He saw Arjuna. Some say like that, some places. He said, Arjuna, what do you want? I have got this thing. One side, my Narayani Sena, 10,000, you see? Or one Akhoyani, some big. And these soldiers are invincible. We cannot easily kill them. Best soldier. And another side, all. Another side, Krishna said, I am. Another side, I am. Either of them, you choose. But I won't take weapons. I'll be just on your side. So who wants what? He said, some say, he said, Arjuna is actually younger than Duryodhana. So usually family system is, first, if they ask the younger, what do you want? Then ask the elder. So that also some say. So he asked Arjuna, what do you want? Arjuna said, I'd rather want you, not the soldier. Duryodhana said, hey, this guy is a fool. This guy is not taking arms. He won't join the fighting. Rather I'd like, yes? So Krishna said, so Duryodhana, you accept this? You like this soldier? Yeah, I like it. Okay. So Krishna became just chariot driver. He's not joining. He's not accepting. Still, Krishna sometimes broke his promise. He took arms. He took the chariot wheel and going to kill Bhishma. Bhishma fought in such a way, fierce. All these wonderful stories are there. And when they show all these things in the TV in India, even the parliament, parliamentarians say, hey, this time we shouldn't have any session in the parliament when the TV shows Rama and Mahabharata. These guys are so mad to watch Rama and Mahabharata in India. It's in the blood of the Indians. Rama and Mahabharata, even the Muslims, these guys watch and see. Such wonderful stories. In Rama and Mahabharata, so many small, small stories, like a chain. One is connected to another, one is connected to another. Very beautiful. Lord Ramchandra is also. Ramayana, full of many stories. Only you can read Ramayana and Mahabharata. There is a saying, in India, everybody, old, young, old age, must be reading Ramayana and Mahabharata. I went to somebody's house, he said, listening to my lecture after Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, Maharaj, why don't you read Ramayana or Mahabharata? I said, it is said in the scripture, those are intelligent, those who are not so intelligent, for them is Ramayana and Mahabharata, or Karmakanda. There's no intelligence, there's intelligence, they should read Bhagavad Gita first. Or Puran, then more advanced Upanishad, Vedanta, that you know, nobody can understand. Only Krishna can understand what Ved means and Vedanta means. So I'm following what the saint person did, Prabhupada said, and you can read Ramana now, you can tell him, and you're satisfied. It's maybe Tendon's house, some guy is telling, or another guy said, a big gathering. Gupta's house? Yeah, Gupta's house. Somebody said, Maharaj, you didn't tell. Read Ramayana, Mahabharata. I said, you can read. I read this. Ramayana is there. Here is Ramayana. No, finish it now. So thus, Ravana was killed later on. And how Sita Devi was thus, Sita was brought back to Ayodhya. And they celebrated that. In Ayodhya, they've got candles, this and Deepavali. Some say this is Deepavali, isn't it? So any question or comment? We want to finish in time. No, thank you very much. You can in your spare time read about Lord Ramchandra today. It's best to read about Lord Ramchandra today. Personally, everybody.
Why sometimes I say
Deepavali
and sometimes
we
say
Diwali? I think depends on accent and language. Hindi, Rajasthani, Marathi, Bengali, little slight different. Original thing is Sanskrit. Deepa means candle. So Deepavali is okay, but sometimes it could be another language in Hindi or another language could be pa may be little different or something like that, or the word may be slightly different. Originally, they all come from Sanskrit. Deepa means candle. So they light the candle to welcome Lord Ramchandra and celebrate. All houses in India still now, the houses put candles and light it. Sometimes they do also fireworks. Because I think it tallies with the Kali Puja. And Bengal Kali Puja means the fireworks.
In Vrindavan, they let the fireworks up too. Yeah, during Kartik, bombs.
Actually, people misuse them. Just like Holi. Some devotee asked me, Shubhagi, Holi Krishna did, used to do in Dwaraka, the queens, all these things. I say, common people misuse it. Sometimes Rajasthan did 1 month, in Bengal maybe 3 days, sometimes maybe 1 week. They throw kalashta, even to the president, prime minister, you can throw nicely. He cannot say anything. As a matter of etiquette, that they come in his garden, and common people come to see him, maybe security check everything. And then they give some powder stuff on him and body. They have a little fun. As they behave nicely. And he may give them some sweets. This is the system. Feed them sweets. The gopis, all the minister. So some devotee asked me, ask. So can you ask Prabhupada? I said, I don't like to ask. Prabhupada may rebuke me, say, if I introduce this system in ISKCON, some may misuse again. The common people misuse that. Give me such color stuff, throw to you, liquid, that is very difficult to get rid of. Or some guy will put some, make some, like a ball, like a chocolate, a hollow inside, and liquid stuff, and throw on you. And you see, all your new dress, all spoiled, just to tease you. Now after some time you say, it's a vanishing color, all gone, some chemical. I did that. This was fun. Throw some. Hey, why did you do that? After some time you go, oh, Rama, it's gone. Sometimes rich people also like that. They are businessmen, they invite all his good dress. And my father sometimes used to go, sugar merchant, you know. And they really give some color and all. So, doesn't mind. There's one dress is spoiled. Doesn't matter. They feed that each other, sweets, drinks, first class. Just like celebrating something. Maybe some intoxicant also give just for fun. This is the misuse. The Prabhupada doesn't want. As I think some very old devotees told me, so ask Prabhupada. How about in ISKCON introducing? I said, I'm not going to. Because in India, some guys misuse all these things. Some guy, lusty guy, throw others, young girls, something, they also throw. Sometimes something happens, not very good, you know, too much. So Prabhupada may not like that. I say, I'm not going to ask Prabhupada. Prabhupada's on his own, you see. Why Prabhupada knows all this, why he doesn't introduce ISKCON? He shouldn't say. Some devotees will misuse him. Otherwise, it's not bad. You just give a little powder, powder stuff to Radharani Krishna's feet. Some of the sober uses mother, father, put something or religion. They give them sweet son, grandson. Bring some stuff. They give some to them. Those are friends of the equal age. They just for fun. Call somebody, go to see his house, and someone will catch him and put him in some bucket full of liquid stuff, and take it, and go to other's house, do that. Who goes to his house, he then feed them like sweets. Sit down, just spoil one dress. Just like you have got rag day, you know, just teasing this guy, like that. Have a lot of fun, throw powders. Either powdered or liquid. And so in a syringe, take. Throughout India. In Rajasthan, they do it 1 month. In Bengal, maybe 1-2 days. And there is a holiday, at least one day everywhere, holiday in throughout India. Holi is holy. And you're going through the tram bar, sometimes they throw it. Some get angry. Some can't say anything. The government won't take strong step unless something very nonsense done. And they can't stop it.
I've seen that Krishna Leela picture of the
I suppose could be related. And maybe still in Vrindavan or Barsana, that day they throw each other all these things to some extent. Must have fun. I think I was once there. They're putting alcohol, so I can't say anything. I know that. I'm sure. But they love you. They may give you some sweets after that. After you. Or you may give them. They exchange everything. Just for fun. It is said in scripture it's also good for health. Previously they used to use such dyes, good for skin. I've got a little bit fun. It's a social system throughout India. All states have a holiday, holy.
Where did the idea of the firecrackers come from, rockets and...
I don't know. I heard Chinese first invented.
China.
China? I don't know.
That day is Diwali,
right? Yeah, but I don't know where it was there at that time. But light was there. Lightning. Right?
outside of the temple in Vrindavan, sometimes they put them underneath the crystals.
Really? You see, that is why I said they misuse and for fun they go to such extent. Sometimes it could be to some person disgusting. Sometimes it could be injure others. It could cost life sometimes, badly injure. As a government, sometimes try to be strict but can't always. Sometimes it is the nature of the people. They want to just have some fun.
Huh?
The people can't sleep that night for a long time. All those days, Kali Puja in Calcutta, you can sleep till 1 o'clock. Boom, bam. Some guy lose hand making. Many guys. If not dies, few guys die also. Crores maybe to be spent just for fun, celebrate. Some those guys want to. Why give government tax? Use that money, expense some factory, have a lot of fun. Boom, boom. That's a very fun. Hare Krishna.